This is the Come A Girl Daily podcast, written by Stephanie Bond. December 7th, Wednesday. Hello, my dear. Aunt Winnie floated into the room in a flowy garb of blue and yellow. I'm so happy to see her, want to tell her how much I appreciated her visits over the past few months, Faraday's garbled messages notwithstanding. But I can't speak yet. Dr. Jarvis promised me during a particularly grueling physical therapy session this morning, if I continued to improve, my feeding tube could be removed as early as Saturday. I'm ecstatic, because that means when and if Jack Terry visits Sunday, I can tell him about Sister Irene. After Roberta left yesterday, I kicked myself mentally for not telling her to contact Jack while we had the spelling communication thing going. But even if I had, it would be next to impossible to explain what I thought was going on one guest letter at a time. Which was why I am so eager to see Faraday. She can translate my thoughts for me, and I can auto-correct her with yes or no affirmations. Winnie came to my bed and leaned over to hug me. I can't hug her back, but it's nice to feel her warmth around me. I knew you would wake up, she said, and so did my psychic Faraday. Do you remember her? I blinked twice. We came to see you several times while you were in the coma. Faraday connected with you mentally with some very accurate translations. That's not how I remember it. Do you recall connecting with her telepathically, Marigold? I blink once. Oh, well, you probably just don't remember. But look at you, awake and on the road to recovery. She clasped my hands, then hugged me again. I'm sorry I couldn't come sooner. Faraday has been so ill, and I've had to stay with her, poor dear, and take her back and forth to the doctor. She has psychic syndrome. Oh, brother. She fell ill the very day you woke up, in fact. She's bedridden. Said it's something all psychics get occasionally, and it just has to work its way through her system. Like bad mental sushi? But what's all this about Sydney being arrested for selling pills? Carrie left a voicemail and said it was all a misunderstanding. Mom and Faraday, the great spin doctors. Goodness, it seems like there's a lot happening all at once, Winnie exclaimed. Agreed. And I'm so frustrated. I'm bursting with questions to ask and information to exchange. And the one time I truly need Faraday to intervene, she calls in sick. And then it hits me. It's no coincidence that Faraday fell ill the same day I woke up. The old fraud doesn't want to face me because she's afraid I can debunk her claims.
Hi, this is Stephanie Bond, author of the Coma Girl Daily Podcast. Do you have a favorite character in the Coma Girl story? Share your opinion with other Coma Girl fans in the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening.